Today is Wednesday. And as every family in the north end of Boston will tell you, Wednesday
is Money Life's Sell of the Week with Charles Roteblatt, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
You are quite the bear.
That's right. Every Wednesday, Charles Roteblatt joins us to help us let go of those investments that are going the wrong way.
You idiots, get back in there at once and sell, sell.
Don't keep coming up short. Join us every Wednesday for Charles Roteblatt on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe.
Well, you know what they say. Bulls make money, bears make money, pigs, they get slaughtered.
They do indeed. But you should never get slaughtered because, well, you get to be bullish with the buy of the week. You get to be bearish with the sell of the week, but you should never be piggish. And if you want to learn the difference, check out all the things that they do at AAII.com. It's the American Association of Individual Investors. It is a terrific organization. It may depend a little bit how much you enjoy it based on how involved you want to get. But if you're in a community where there's an AAII chapter, I can tell you the meetings are really fun to go to. And sometimes you see guys like me and Charles Roteblatt show up to give talks. By the way, at their annual, which is later this month in Orlando, you could see both of us. More importantly, Charles, because he is editor of AAII Journal. He's also the author of Better Good Than Lucky. And if you want to follow him when he's not here, well, it's at Charles Roteblatt on Twitter. Now, yesterday, his buy of the week, Cabot Microelectronics Corp, CCMP. Let's see what he's got in store for us today. Charles Roteblatt, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our sell of the week is
Avon Products.
You know, I think most folks think of Avon this way, Avon calling. But in this case, you're calling out Avon. There are a lot of things wrong with this company. But in most cases, once that happens and it's known, that means that a company sort of is getting past the worst of it. Why is Avon not getting past the worst of it?
Well, last Thursday, the stock spooked investors with a regulatory filing. The stock dropped 22% in a single day, and the reason has to do with something known as the FCPA. It's the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. The company's been conducting an internal investigation related to China, possibly some other countries, and it's been working with the SEC and the Department of Judgment. What scared everybody and really caused a big stink was in their second quarter 10Q, a regulatory filing required by the SEC, they said they accrued $12 million and expected, and I quote here, a loss upon the settlement that is higher than a $12 million offer. So everybody knew that. Well, last week they put out a new 10Q. They altered their language to say, and I'm quoting here, we believe the company's earnings, cash flows, liquidity, financial condition, and ongoing business would be materially adversely impacted if it were to enter into a settlement with the Department of Justice and the SEC. How big a judgment we're talking about, we don't know. They said in their document they had offered a monetary settlement of $12. And at first I thought that was a mistake, a typo that showed up until I went to second quarter's 10Q, still saw that $12 figure. Obviously, they're talking around $12 million at least, possibly substantially more, and that raises a huge amount of risk. Is this going to be a massive legal settlement that could really put this company in a big tailspin or a situation where it has to sell a large amount of debt and a large amount of stock to make up for that settlement?
Yeah, it's this way. Trouble calling. It's how much danger just knocked on your front door. Now, of course, the stock did fall by 22% on the day that the announcement was made. But how much worse could this get?
That is the big unknown. And I think at this point, you know, the possibility of the company being put near the brink of bankruptcy cannot be ruled out of the realm of possibilities. I don't know all the details. I don't think anybody quite knows all the details. It does seem like this company is being set up to be used as a possible example by the Justice Department. We do know that they have been more aggressive in terms of trying to get prosecutions. So it's obviously that Avon's really concerned about, judging by the change in their language, they're obviously expecting a very large settlement. They have right now $800 million in cash on their balance sheet. Whether the fine will be that or will actually be larger than that, we don't know. And that's the danger. You're looking at a stock right now, which, by the way, even if you were to take away the settlement, there'd be a big reason to stay away from the stock because it has still had a lot of management turnover. We are looking at sales declining last quarter, even after we adjust for currencies. So it's still struggling with low margins, but you have this big risk that could potentially drive the stock down to possibly $5 or even less, depending on how large that settlement is and when it occurs.
Yuck, messy, isn't it?
Yeah, this stock is a mess. There's a lesson to be learned here separate from all of that, which is that we talk a lot on this show and a little bit with you about the idea that sometimes you want to go where maybe there's blood running in the streets. Best way to get a bargain, right? Best protection is a good price, all those other sorts of things. Find something that's troubled. But sometimes trouble's just too big, right?
It is, and I think this is a big lesson to look at the regulatory statements and read what they're saying. And it's not a question of reading these things word by word, but scanning through it. And companies are required by law to list what their legal problems are. Take a look at it and see what they're talking about. And if you see something that sounds pretty scary, chances are it is very scary. And so this is a lesson that just because a stock's cheap doesn't mean it's a bargain. And you should never buy a stock simply off of a news article or a tip or a stock screen. Go through and scan through those SEC documents, see what's going on with the company, and realize that if a stock's beaten up and there's a big risk out there, maybe there's a reason it's beaten up. You can certainly find bargains among beaten up stocks, but you can also find some that may have been knocked down and could fall even further.
Yeah, I mean, we like the name. We love doing brand names. But the truth is, we've just spent an entire segment here talking about how bad this stock is. And we never once mentioned its actual business. And maybe that's the biggest sign of all, that when you've got a problem and you can't get to discussing the business, it's too big a problem to invest in.
Absolutely.
Avon Products, AVP, the ticker symbol is the sell of the week. Yep, Avon is not calling, and if it is knocking on your door, send it away and buy instead the buy of the week, which was Cabot Microelectronics, CCMP. Charles Ropeblatt is the guest of the week here on Money Life, the only one that joins us twice. Of course, he's here with the buy and sell of the week. He is editor of AAII Journal. Follow him on Twitter, at Charles Ropeblatt. Charles, always a pleasure.
I enjoyed it.
There's much more to go on the November the 6th edition of Money Life. The big interview is next. Stick around. We'll be right back.